Following a debate in the Assembly Chamber, the Agriculture Committee has launched its report into bovine tuberculosis, a disease affecting cattle. We caught up with Committee Chairperson Paul Frew to find out more about the report and what impact the disease has had on local cattle. Paul, it's clear from the Committee's report that more needs to be done to tackle this disease in Northern Ireland. What specifically does the Department need to do immediately?
Well, there has been a sharp and unexplained increase in the disease. The department needs to find out why this has happened. It is a very complicated disease, and it will, and we need to understand it better. The department needs to understand it better. They need to ensure the disease is not able to take a firmer hold in Northern Ireland. The department's strategy seems to be more about containment and control. All they do is test and test and then more test, and they need to concentrate on eradication. In the past 15 years, the disease has cost Northern Ireland around £317 million and has put additional stress on already strained farming community. And we need to tackle this disease to protect our cattle and the farming industry and wider Northern Ireland.
The Department's Wildlife Intervention Programme seems to be the first step in actually tackling the problem head on. How advanced is the progress on this?
Well, we welcome the recent announcement of a research programme based on capture, test and either vaccinate or remove the badger, but it has come at a very late stage. We should be much more advanced in this. There is political decisions being made over in the mainland, in the UK and GB, but I believe we have something here that could work. We haven't seen the detail around it, so there is a nervousness there with regards to how well this will work. But it is a move forward. It's one I welcome, it's one the committee welcomes, and we just need to see the detail, and then we need to see the implementation of the research programme.
And there are some worrying patterns that show the majority of the disease incident rate is in a relatively small number of herds. Do we know why this is or what is causing the pattern?
No, we don't, but we have asked the department to examine this issue as a priority. As the more we understand about bovine TB, the closer we are to eradicating the disease. As I've already said, it is a very complicated disease and we need to understand it better. Testing and testing more only measures the disease. It does not go any way to understanding or researching the disease, and we need to think about eradication rather than containment.
It's clear there's still a lot that the department needs to do. How will the committee monitor its progress?
Well, bovine TB is taken very seriously by the committee, and I believe that the pressure we have applied means that the department now take it very much more seriously than it has been. It has and can have a devastating effect on many farmers across Northern Ireland, and we are very concerned about the time delay, particularly in the department's research into the role of wildlife and the spread of the disease. In early January 2013, we will be asking the department for an update on many recommendations within a report, and look forward to seeing further detail on how to combat the disease. We are here to assist the department in eradicating the disease, but make no mistake, we will hold them to account if they drag their heels further or fail the people of Northern Ireland with their eradication plan. We will be knocking on their door and we will be asking questions of them.